Yeah, fumbled. You know, it happens. It's tough to do that on the road, close situations like that, especially when you're down there at the 1 yard line. Tough to do that and expect to win. You know, especially coming out the first drive of the second half the way we did. You know, we were rolling there. Yeah, you just can't put it on the ground.
Did you think you were about to get in?
Yeah, no, I saw the goal line, so I thought I was going to be close, and made that extra lunge, and it cost me. Yeah. Yeah, I got to make that throw. I got to make that throw. Yep. Yeah, that's the story of the game, really. You know, we turned the ball over, they didn't. And on a road game like this, in this atmosphere against a great team like they are, it's tough to win when you do that.
What were they doing to take Alshon?
Yeah, we were just kind of trying to figure out what was working for us, you know, through the ground, through the air, you know, and we were obviously a little stagnant there early on, but yeah, they didn't do anything differently to take those guys away. We just, you know, that was just kind of the way things happen. Yeah, we did struggle. We struggled to get into rhythm, you know, running the ball, throwing the ball. Came up short on a couple third downs and stuff like that. We just had to find it, you know, in that second half. Came out right away and kind of went with our no-huddle drive. That kind of got us, you know, a little boost. And, you know, like I said, we got it all the way down there and we just didn't finish.
There's another play to Nelson. Especially completely really good. Looked like maybe after that play, you were
oh, yeah.
What did you see on that?
Yeah. Yeah, I just underthrew it. He was so open, I didn't want to miss it. And I gotta just trust him, lead him, and let him go and run after the catch.
For the half. Yeah. I think you got to the line. Really.
Yep.
What was your mind?
Yeah, we're just seeing if they jump and then see what happens. And then we took the timeout, and obviously we elected to punt. So just wanted to see what they'd show and see if they'd jump. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, that's coach's decision, you know, and at the end of the day, I think there was, 18 seconds left in the half, and if we didn't convert that, I think they'd be in pretty good field position, too, but at the end of the day, that's coach's decision.
Yes, they talked about it during the week, but how do you feel the team?
Yeah, we'll be fine. You know, we'll be fine. This is the guys in this locker room, we're all mature. We all kind of, we'll all respond just fine. You know, we're all frustrated about this one, but, we're not too worried. I think we'll be just fine.
You guys said that you got 3 where it looked like
Yeah, he just struggled to get through because they brought a blitz, and you know he unfortunately couldn't get through the line of scrimmage clean, and they had an unblocked rusher, which was, you know, we had a great play design. He just didn't sneak out, and I just missed him.
Arson, do you think the way you guys respond from this loss, tough loss, along the way in Seattle, and if you don't win, will show what this team is made of and just how good this team?
Yeah, you know, I think. Again, kind of going back to the earlier question, I'm not too worried about how we'll respond. You know, I know we'll come out right away Tuesday with our meetings and everything. Wednesday's practice, you know, I know we'll be running full speed. You know, I know we'll be fine. We're frustrated about this loss. Hats off to Seattle. It's a great, great football team, and they made more plays than us today. But I know we'll respond just fine. Yeah, at the end of the day, we got to make more plays. You know, we got to make more plays. They made more plays than us in turnovers. You know, turnovers cost us tonight, and we can't do that, especially on the road against good football teams.
Leaders and message.
Yeah, I mean, the message is always just keep going forward. You know, keep going forward. Be 1-0 every day of practice. Be 1-0 every week. And that message won't change. And that message won't change, and we'll go back. We'll watch the tape. We'll see, you know, where our mistakes were made. We'll clean some things up. But like I said, you know, we have a mature locker room, a lot of good guys that are willing to work. You know, willing to put the blame on themselves when necessary. And we're not going to point fingers. You know, we're not going to point fingers. We're just going to keep plugging along, and we'll have the same message that we've had all year.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, on a couple of those plays, you could argue that, you know, they were in good coverage on some earlier ones, and at some point in the game, you just got to try and make plays and extend some of them, and we were able to do that drive.
Looked like Russell Wilson, Earl Thomas, what was their message?
Yeah, I mean, just a lot of respect for both those guys. You know, Russell's a heck of a competitor. You know, I've been a fan of his since I was a kid, you know, and I love competing against him, and, you know, being across from him tonight was pretty cool, you know, and he's a heck of a player, heck of a competitor, and just wanted to just wish him well. And then Earl was just, again, you know, I can't say enough good things about Earl. He's all over the field. He's a ball hawk. He's just a pretty impressive player. So just a lot of respect for both those guys. Yeah. Yes. Well, I mean, first of all, tonight that would be a long flight home. No, it'll be good for us just to stay here, get our bodies used to this time zone and everything, but then to stay together, you know, stay together, be in the hotel together, be around each other, and get right back on track.
Did you feel like what's going on?
No. I thought they were pretty typical for how they normally play. Yeah.
Why do you think you were stagnant there?
Yeah, tough to say. You know, I miss some throws. We miss some things. Again, sometimes that's just the flow of the game early on. You always try and see what's going to work for you early in games. And, yeah, we were slow early on. Yeah, I thought communication was pretty solid. You know, I thought we handled that pretty well. We worked hard on that all week, communicating with hand signals and everything. And, yeah, I thought communication overall was pretty good today.
Expect two more. Of course, on the opening drive, as a no-huddle, I mean, you went to Ertz twice, then you got to Alshon. Why were they all getting
more? You know, it was just, I think, just the no-huddle just kind of kept it simple a little bit to some extent. And, yeah, I thought, I mean, that was part of the game plan. You know, all day. It was just at some point getting no huddle, getting that type of tempo drive, and that worked for us. But again, we just can't turn the ball over down there. Yeah. I mean, he's a great player. You know, he's a great player, and I mean, I've said it all year long, but one of the hardest workers, so I'm happy for him. I know he's not satisfied, though, either. None of us are. But, no, it's big for him to come out here and have a big game.
Thanks, Carson.
Thanks, guys.